Hello and welcome to our podcast on the impact of AI and data on retail. I'm your host Nitishree Gupta and I'm joined by our guest Shekhar Raman, who is an expert in the field of retail and AI. So without any further ado, let's get to him. Welcome to the podcast, Shekhar. Thank you for joining us.
Hi Nitishree, glad to be here. Thank you.
Shekhar, from researching intensively on the Human Genome Project, to building a B2B SaaS company called Birdseye Corporation. Please talk to us about this amazing transformation.
My background, I'm an electrical engineer. I came to the United States in 1990 to pursue a master's degree in electrical engineering. Right after college, I wound up working at the University of Pennsylvania on the Human Genome Project. And then spent a couple of years in the University of Nevada in Las Vegas doing the same thing for a professor in genetics. But we were essentially applying neural network techniques to understand DNA sequences and model them. So that's kind of how that transpired. And then several years later, I moved back to New Jersey. I worked in Bell Labs, which was a premier technical research organization at that time. And spent some years in the speech recognition group where we were collecting and analyzing speech samples. And then wound up in Wall Street working for some financial Fortune 50 companies. And one fine day, my daughter had a invention day project in school that she wanted my help with to invent something for school. She was 11 at the time and we happened to be in the supermarket with a list from my wife. I couldn't find half the things. And my daughter says, maybe we should invent something that'll help people locate products in a supermarket. So that's a great idea. And build something very simple, put it in school, it was forgotten, collecting dust. 2 years later, I'm sitting at lunch with my colleague at work, mentioning this idea about locating products in a supermarket. And he said, great idea, let's do it. And that's how we started Birdseye. So, and we call it Birdseye, although it's spelled B-I-R-D-Z or Z-I, and Birdseye giving you a bird's eye view of the store. That's kind of how we started. Anyway, kind of evolved into what we are today.
Wow, that's really interesting. And this also shows that you're really passionate about exploring new fields. And Shekhar, it's inspiring to see talent like you who can contribute to society in meaningful ways. And I'm sure the session ahead is going to be very interesting.
I'm sure as well.
So let's dive in. Shekhar, I want to start at the very beginning. In the last 3 years, as we have been navigating the pandemic, we have seen an explosion of AI variants. And quite frankly, ever since the advent of Apple's Siri, I mean, from Siri's debut to now, it seems like the possibilities are endless. So to begin with, the very fundamental question I have is, what is your definition of AI, considering its ability to learn from data and considering its adaptability to changing circumstances?
Well, I think the word and the term AI is overused today. I think companies obviously recognize that AI is a catchphrase and a lot of people pay attention if you add AI to anything. However, I think a lot of what people pass off as AI is not AI. And I think we have not really reached true AI, right? What we've done is we've built models that can be trained on data and then provide outputs based on that training. I'm not quite sure that still qualifies as intelligent. But I think the models that have been built are very impressive, right? So they've been able to do amazing stuff, from very task-specific stuff to identifying objects and images to more and more capability. So I'm still not of the belief yet that we have truly arrived at the AI, because we, you know, I think intelligence is more than just training a model, right? It's much more than that. But given that, I still think the models that we've created are incredibly impressive and are able to do some amazing tasks. And I think we're entering an age where I think people call it AGI, which is general intelligence, right? I think we're getting there. And it's pretty exciting that, you know, something like ChatGPT has multi-use AI. I think this is the first case where you have a multi purposed AI, right? So otherwise they were very purpose-built stuff for specific things, voice recognition, image recognition, and things of that sort, or grammar recognition. I think this is the first time we have a knowledge-based system that we can actually converse with, and it seems to give meaningful responses.
Thank you for answering that. And perhaps I think you're right with this discussion. Probably we are just scraping the surface of how AI can change our lives and make all the difference. The reason I asked you this question is because it's important to understand the basics of AI, to appreciate its potential. So in layman's language, if I just want to paraphrase what you just said, AI is essentially tapping into the powers of computers or machines to make them do things like humans. The other day, Shekhar, I was browsing through and came across an estimate by Forbes that read, "The world is getting more intelligent day by day. And by 2030, 90% of our tasks will be performed by AI and machines." So following up on that idea, how is the retail industry being impacted by the use of AI and data, according to you?
I think it's still very early days to try to figure out what the impact is. But I think the one obvious thing is to be able to make sense of the volume of data that comes from retail interactions, right? So there's just a lot of data that happen that comes into a retail establishment by way of customer interactions, inventory, supply chain, market conditions, just so many things, price of products, the products themselves changing, trends in the marketplace. So I think to be able to pull all that data together and make sense of it and give meaningful insights and really actionable insights back to the owners and the operators is the key. And I think the way things are going right now with AI, I think they're built to handle bigger and bigger volumes of data. So I think that you will find that retailers and retail establishments are going to get faster and smarter at responding to customer trends and behaviors. And will you probably even get more personalized in terms of, interacting with customers in a way that best suits that individual customer. So I think that's where things are going.
Oh, well, I share your opinion entirely, Shekhar. I think we are coming from the times when we had to physically visit a shopping store and walk through a long billing tunnel to pay, vis-a-vis now where we shop at a click of a button and then we get shopping recommendations based on our browsing history, which I think is a great help. But in terms of the space that we are navigating in currently, I'm sure you know that during the pandemic, the biggest hit of all time have been all physical retail stores that were shut, resulting in massive layoffs. And already the brick and mortar stores were up against the e-commerce giants, which were taking away a major share of their wallet. And then came the pandemic. So it was like a perfect storm hitting it all together. So along the same lines, Shekhar, how do you think post-pandemic AI and data is reinventing the retail landscape?
See, I think fundamentally human beings are social animals. I think we want interactions. We want to interact with other people. I don't think we're built to stay at home all the time. I think we want to go out. And I think it's evident in the travel boom that's happening and the fact that people want to go out and do things. So I think physical retail is quite safe, honestly. I think people enjoy actually going out, touching, feeling products and interacting with people. I think we were obviously forced to stay home in the last couple of years because of the pandemic and then resort to alternate means. And I think the e-commerce boom, which I think is terrific because it gives you the convenience of having a store in the middle of Kansas and still being able to sell to the world. I think that's fantastic. But I think the physical store itself is not going away anywhere. I think people want interactions. I think what's going to happen is that the physical store is going to take on some of the characteristics of an e-commerce site, primarily by making the experience like a hybrid between digital and physical. I think that's where things are going because, even for me, in the pandemic, as much as I like to sit on a computer and click away and get recommendations, get my shopping done in 5 minutes. I think the joy of shopping is actually going into a store, interacting with people and things. And I think people are miss that. And I think there are retailers that are going to reinvent that process and make it a more enjoyable process. I think that's where technology is going to lead us.
Thank you for sharing those insights. Of course, based on what you said, the retail physical model is here to stay. But based on what you just shared, I couldn't help but think of this popular grab-and-go model by Amazon Go. I think it's a perfect example of using AI in retail, where all you have to do is download the app, take up the items from the shelf, and leave the shop. The amount gets automatically debited from your account. And just in case you change your mind about that cupcake you just picked, you put it back and your virtual cart is good to go. So, you know, this only goes on to show that more and more retailers are throwing money at AI. And if statistics have to be believed, the global annual spending is expected to reach $150 billion by this year end. On that note, Shekhar, can you talk to us about how is AI helping retailers optimize inventory management and supply chain processes?
That's a pretty loaded question. So I think there's definitely space for grab and go models. There's no question. I think people love convenience. I think they love, but I don't think large scales, it's going to happen in large scale stores, like big format stores, right? At least currently, it's prohibitively expensive to deploy that kind of technology. I do see maybe parts of stores that have the grab and go type of technology where maybe you have a large supermarket and you have one section, which is like a quick buy section, and you walk in, pick up what you want and leave. But then you still have the larger store where you may want to browse around and you know, choose your cut of meat and ask the person for the right kind of fish fillet and whatever it is that you want. So I think there's a place for the grab and go kind of technology. I think retailers are now trying to understand where AI can be useful and truly enhance the operations and profitability. I think with any new tool, I think, you know, you get a hammer in hand, you think everything is a nail, right? So I think we're in a little bit of that phase where people are so excited about the potential of this tool that they start applying it everywhere. But I think it's in the search of trying to find the place where it fits in best in the experience. And I think that's where retailers are trying to search. But the obvious implementation of AI is to really, I think going back to data and insights, is to really help retailers work through that volume of data and improve things like, you know, maybe inventory management, maybe able to predict, you know, what may be the trend and making sure you're presenting that in your store. Or maybe even to suggest to shoppers what they may be interested in when they walk into the store, you know, and I think we've all seen the movie Minority Report. So, you know, where you may have a big screen which greets you personally. Maybe that's a little freaky, but, you know, the idea of getting personalized recommendations, I think is going to get better and better. I think we're all used to it now with Netflix and Amazon Prime. You log in, you see shows recommended to you that you're likely to click on. However, I think, you know, there's many, many use cases. So I think the back office, fulfillment, supply chain, logistics, I think that's a fantastic place where traditionally it's been very operationally expensive for retailers to improve that side. And then the customer experience side, I think there are two great use cases of AI. And I think a lot of retailers are actively looking to see how they can improve some of those pieces of their operations.
Absolutely. I think, as you mentioned, AI is at nascent stage and there's a lot to happen in this field. But there are examples, say, Sephora, the online retailer, the beauty retailer, who use a virtual artist feature. And, you know, you can go in there, upload a photo of yourself, and you have an AI analyzing your skin tone, your eye color, and other features to recommend products that are tailored to your needs. You know, I'm using this as an example of just by using AI, businesses are getting to predict what customers want even before they know it themselves. Certainly, businesses that are using it wisely are actually staying ahead of the competition. And while we have been discussing the potential benefits of AI, knowing the fact that there is a lot to happen in the field, It is also important to consider the potential negative aspects of this technology. I'm sure there are several challenges also that are associated with data and AI. The biggest one that I could think of is using good data hygiene. So on this note, Shekhar, how do you think retailers are addressing the issue of data privacy and security while implementing AI solutions?
I think you touched on a very important topic, right? So I think that's something that's a big concern for a lot of people when you feel AI is being invasive about your privacy and you're not sure about exactly what data and how that data is being gathered to provide services to you. I think it's a matter of huge concern. I think there is a increasing pressure on governments to regulate AI, at least since ChatGPT has been out since late last year. I think there's been a lot of discussion about regulating AI and making sure that these systems are trained on the right data, because I think one of the big issues with AI is that there's a lot of inherent bias based on what data is being fed to it, right? So it is unconscious bias that can be introduced, which might tend to obviously skew how the interaction and what it delivers. So I think it's a huge matter of concern for the public. And I think the only way to address it is to be more transparent in terms of, and then also restrict what kind of data is being used to deliver what service, right? So if I feel comfortable with the retailer that the only information that they're using to improve my service is my purchase behavior at that store, and they're not sneaking and spying on me in other ways to improve their service, I think that would make me feel more comfortable. I think that level of comfort can only be delivered with some level of oversight and knowing that there's regulatory bodies that are looking into this, and also the trust that the retailer themselves has to develop with the customer about making sure that they are somehow, I think, assuring the customer that, hey, we're only using the data that you have let us use in order to personalize your experience. And I think those are important points. They're not easy topics to address. They, all this requires public debate and a lot of discussion. But it's a huge issue. And I think as AI becomes more prevalent, people see it's always easy to switch off, right? You can just turn your phone off, you can turn your computer off, and you're disconnected from the world. But nobody wants to live in that isolated world. They want to continue being connected, but they also want the assurance that that connection is not being exploited. So, long answer to a short question.
Yeah, but very well put. I think, as you said, retailers need to ensure that they are collecting and using customer data in an ethical way. Another challenge that comes in there is the need for skilled personnel, to implement and manage all of this. And that's not the end of it. Finally, there's a challenge of integrating this entire data system and AI into the existing retail infrastructure. And I think this is where technology partners like us, like Birdseye and Techmen, come into play. Shekhar, this brings me to my next question, which would be a little more futuristic. Imagine stepping into your self-driving car, where your AI monitors your heart rate and stress levels and adjusts the lighting and music to creating a relaxing atmosphere. After driving for hours, the AI takes you to a nearby park for a refreshing break, where you meet a lifelike robot deer and indulge in a fascinating conversation with it. After your excursion, your AI recommends a nearby restaurant based on your culinary preferences and analyzes the allergens and nutritional information in the menu and recommends the best suited dishes matching your taste and physiology. As you enjoy your meal, you marvel at the convenience of modern technology. Do you think this is going to be true sooner? If yes, what do you think the future holds for AI and data in retail?
I don't know to be excited or scared of what you just said. Because I think in the one hand, you want life to be simple. You want it to be seamless, right? And so I think there's definitely, I think where technology excels is when you don't realize it exists, right? When technology makes your life so easy that you don't even have to think about it. I think that's where technology excels. So I'm not quite sure about the robotic deer and having a conversation with it. I see, you know, you see a lot of people walking around talking, and you know, you don't realize until they have their AirPods in the ear that they're talking on the phone. So you're not quite sure if they're, you know, something's gone off with them or something else.
Yeah.
Right. But I think technology is inevitable, right? I think the way the human race is built, we're not going to go backwards in technology. We're going to go just forwards, and it's going to accelerate. There's no question about it. What gets adopted and what gets accepted as the standard is different. I think if you had to rewind 35 years ago and you saw somebody walking on the street just talking with something in their ear, you'd wonder if this person's gone mad or what the heck is going on, or looking at their phone and looking at a face in the phone. Right. So all these technologies have become unimaginable to live without, right, today. So I think, you know, technology will seep in bit by bit. I don't think it's an overnight thing. I think you get used to one thing, and then you get used to another thing and another thing. And before you know it, it's all part of your life. So to fast forward somebody to a point where you have all these pieces all happening at the same time is, I think, unlikely, right? What will likely happen is that these things will happen very gradually in our life. And you look back 30 years and you wonder, oh my God, you know, what a difference it has been in 30 years. So I think they're going to happen one way or the other, right? Whether it's a talking deer or analyzing, I think food, I think that's a huge area where AI is going to make an impact, because I think people really, really want to get back into touch with eating well and living healthy. And obviously, because of the amount of data and confusion there is with marketing and gimmicks, that's a very confusing field today. But I think that I can see happening very quickly, the food assistance with AI.
To sum up what you just said, I think technologies that were once considered science fiction is now becoming a reality. And I think it's only a matter of time, as you said, before AI-powered checkouts or improved planograms will get widely adopted to enhance the overall experience. Audience, you can, you know, keep dreaming big and pushing the boundaries of what's possible with this amazing technology. This brings us to the end of the session, Shekhar. Thank you so much for sharing your insights with us today. It was lovely talking to you.
Same here. Thank you. Great questions. Very insightful.
Thank you. The key takeaway from this session is, as retailers continue to leverage these technologies, we can expect to see even more innovation and transformation in the years to come. Thank you for tuning into our podcast. We'll see you next time. Stay tuned for more updates. Thank you.